In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
Do you know what date is today? What date is today?
No.
What date is today? What date? December 6th. And who do we celebrate on December 6th? What saint?
Mosh.
Yes. So today we celebrate Saint Nicholas. Ionut says Moș Nicolae in Romanian. So today we celebrate Saint Nicholas. And do you know who Saint Nicholas was?
He was a very good priest.
He was a very good what? He was a very good bishop. You're right. You know, that's a very good answer. Saint Nicholas was a very good bishop. Do you know where he lived? We call him Saint Nicholas of Myra, the Bishop of Myra in Lycia. Myra was the city in which he lived. What city do you live in?
Lexington.
Okay? So you live in Lexington, he lived in Myra. Can you repeat? Myra?
Myra.
And in what state is Lexington?
Kentucky.
Now the city of Myra was not in Kentucky, but it was in the province of Lycia. Can you say Lycia?
Lycia.
So Myra in Lycia, like Lexington, Kentucky. Okay? He lived in Myra, in Lycia, in the province of Lycia. Do you know where that was? Where is Kentucky? In what country? The United States of America. Yeah? So Lexington is in Kentucky, and Kentucky is in the United States of America. Lycia, Myra was in Lycia, and Lycia was a province of the Roman Empire in those times when St. Nicholas lived. And today, Myra is in Turkey. Do you know where Turkey is? Come closer to show you on this map. Can you see Myra here? Myra. And in the province of Lycia. And then Lycia was in the Roman Empire in the time of St. Nicholas. And nowadays is in Turkey. So this is Turkey. This is Greece. Anybody went to Greece? Yeah? Okay. So Turkey, Greece, and Myra is here. And St. Nicholas was the bishop of Myra in Lycia. Who's our bishop? Who's our bishop? The name of our bishop? We pray for him every Sunday. We remember him.
St. Nicholas.
He's not a saint yet. Hopefully he will become a saint. Not officially. All of us are saints, but he's not officially a saint yet, but hopefully he will become a saint because he's also a very kind and gentle person. So our bishop has the same name like Saint Nicholas. He was named after Saint Nicholas in Myra in Lycia. Do you know when Saint Nicholas lived? Do you know when he lived? Do you have any idea? In the 300s, very good, yes. He lived at the beginning of the 300s. What year are we in? What year? 2015. So he died in 347, on December 6th, in 347. So, can somebody do the math? How many years ago he lived?
147.
Roughly.
Like 1700 years ago,
he lived. And we still talk about him today. Isn't that amazing? After 1,700 years, we still talk about this bishop who lived in that time. It was a town. It was not a big city. Myra was not a big city. It was a town. And far away from Lexington, Kentucky, Myra Lycia was far away from Lexington, Kentucky, and it was a small town, and we still talk about this bishop who lived so far away in space and time. Why do we still talk about him today? What do you think? Why do we still talk about him today? Come on. Why? Sophia, what do you think?
Because he did good stuff.
That's why. Because he did good stuff. He was a very loving bishop. What did he do? Do you know?
He brought, even though he was poor, he got presents for the children.
Yes, from what he had, not only for children, and this is what we kind of think nowadays, you know, that he didn't give presents necessarily to children, but to people who needed something. He knew the people in his community, and when somebody was in need, from what he had, or maybe he got it from somebody else, you know, maybe he went to somebody else and he asked for some money or for whatever that person needed, and he went and he gave to that person, and did he made a big show of it?
No.
How did he do it? Yes, very quietly, without making a big show, he just went and left the gift and he ran away. He ran away because he didn't want the people to know who did it. He wanted to do it in a very loving way. Now, what can we learn from St. Nicholas' life?
Be humble.
To be humble. And when we do something good, when we do some good stuff, as Sophia said, when we try to help somebody, you know, not to show off and, oh, look what I did, and to put it in the newspaper, and, you know, and to look what I did. We are called to do it in a very humble and loving way, as the Lord taught us to do it. You know, the Lord said that your right hand should not know what your left hand is doing. When your left hand is helping somebody, your right hand should not know it. In a very private and humble way. What else could we learn from his life? To be generous. To give gifts to whom?
Everyone.
To people who are in need. Now, nowadays, especially around Christmas, we have this tradition, this custom in North America, to give gifts to the people we like. And we expect to receive gifts from the people that like us. St. Nicholas was not like that. He didn't give gifts only to the people whom he liked. He gave gifts to the people who needed help. That's what we are called to do. If we want to be like St. Nicholas, if we want to be like God, who gave us the most precious gift, he gave us his Son. So do you want to be like St. Nicholas?
Yes.
Do you want to be like God?
Yes.
Now, how could you give a gift? How could you give a gift to somebody if you don't have money?
You give from what you have from your house.
And ask your money before you do that, okay? What else? How could we give a gift to somebody if we don't have the means to do it? You could help them out with something. What else? How could we give a gift to somebody if we don't have the money?
Pray for them.
Very good. What else? You could love them very much. You could make a card. Yeah? Is that hard? You could make a small cake, maybe. Yeah? You could make something for them. It doesn't have to be very expensive, but it has to be done with love. That's what St. Nicholas gave. He gave a lot of love. Another thing we could do, we could go to somebody, as you said, you could go to your mother and tell her, Mommy, I want to help this person, but I don't have the money, I don't have the means to help this person. Could you help me? Or we could, you know, like St. Nicholas, I'm sure that he went to some rich people in the community and asked them to give him some money to give it to the poor that needed help. That's another way to do it. Go to somebody who has the means and ask for help. I heard of this person who is struggling. Give me something to give to him or to her. Okay? Do you want to be like St. Nicholas?
Yes.
God bless you. And try to be like St. Nicholas. Not only, don't expect only to receive, but also give as much as you can, because it is a lot better to give than to receive. We become a lot more joyful when we can give than when we receive. God bless you. Christ is among us.
He is among us.
Be not faithful. A few weeks ago, after that tragedy happened in Paris, somebody asked me to give a sermon about these tragedies that are happening in the world. In the meantime, a few more tragedies happened, even on this continent, even in our country. Now, according to the Bible, and according to the teaching of the Orthodox Church, we don't live in a perfect world. According to the Bible, we don't live in paradise anymore, but we live in a fallen, corrupted, polluted world that is not fully and completely in communion with God. But according, again, to the teaching of the Bible and the tradition of the Orthodox Church, the devil could not completely destroy everything that God created. In the beginning, at the end of each day of creation, God looked and everything was good and very good. And the devil could not destroy this goodness in the creation of God. And this is what we believe until today in the Orthodox Church, that the devil could not destroy, fully and completely destroy the image of God within us. The devil could not destroy the creation of God. The devil could only corrupt, affect the creation of God, but not destroy it. And I'm asking you today a question. What do you think? Is there more evil or good in the world?
There's both. Because the Paris attacks were bad, obviously, because
yes.
There were some people... Some.
There is both. But what's more, evil or good?
Good.
Very good. That's the answer. That's the answer according to the Bible, according to the teaching of the Orthodox Church, and that's the truth. If we just look around, now, it is very true that there is a lot of suffering in the world. It is very true that, as we say in Psalm 51, in sin my mother conceived me, and that refers to the corruption, the pollution of the world that we are born into. We are born into a sinful, corrupted world. In sin my mother conceived me. But this sinful, corrupted world is essentially good. If we look at a loaf of bread that is full of mold, that mold could not destroy the nature of that bread, of that loaf of bread. That loaf of bread is still a loaf of bread. And the mold could just affect it, but not fully and completely destroy it. If we look at it, it's still a loaf of bread. A molding loaf of bread, but still a loaf of bread. There is a lot of suffering. There is a lot of brokenness in the world. A lot of tragedies happen at the personal and societal level. If I have a few cancerous cells, that doesn't mean that I'm cancer. That means that I have a few cancerous cells, and I have to deal with them. and to do something about them. But if I focus only on those cancerous cells, I'm going to lose my joy. Tragedies happen in the world. People are killed in the world. But if we look around on that day when that tragedy happened in Paris, on that day when that tragedy happened in California, when so many kids were killed in schools, in some other incidents, there are so many billions of other kids smiling, rejoicing all over the world. It doesn't mean that if there is some evil in the world, everything is evil. In today's gospel, we see a woman who was bent over and she could not look up. In no way, the gospel says, could raise herself up. Now the Greek word in the original New Testament for this raise up is anakupto. The same word is used by the Lord in the Gospel of Luke chapter 21, verse 28, when he speaks about the tribulations of the last days. And he says, now when the things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. When we are confronted with a tribulation, when we deal with a tragedy, we are called not to look down like the woman in today's gospel, but to look up, to look at God and to look at the goodness of the world, to look at the goodness within us, not to look at those few cancerous cells, not to look at the tragedy that happens, and which is a tragedy, but to look at the goodness that's within us, at the goodness that it is in the world, because only that will give us the strength to deal with the sickness, to deal with the tragedy, and to overcome it. Therefore, beloved faithful, let's raise ourselves up. Let us not allow the devil to bend us over. It's very interesting. It is said in the gospel that this woman had this sickness because of a spirit. And that's what the devil wants to do to us. To look down. To look only at the misery, the sickness, the tragedy. If we look at that, that's what we are going to get. You know, driving. Look where you're look where you want to steer. We'll get where we look at. We'll get where we look. So let's raise ourselves up. Let's not be afraid of those who try to make us afraid in our personal life or in the life of our society. Let's not be afraid of anything or anybody. For if God is with us, who can be against us? St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans, and then a few verses down, he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.